I Tell Stories is brought to you by Somewhere, Cannabis Dispensary, Portland, Oregon, Hillock Supply, and people like you.
It was all I could think about. Bottles of rum we drinking now. Get off my stool, I'm thinking how my brethren next to me sinking scowls. Pass that shit with a winking smile. Marijuana, huge stinking pal. Muskets and sabers could drink them now. Background piano with a blinking style. Friends with Benjamin, but we some veterans. And if you got a scheme, we consider bring after them pieces, after them dividends. Trying to rise from the seasons we living in.
Straight out the fucking dungeon with rap, where fake individuals don't make it back.
Whoa, are we talking
about... I mean, before he even starts rapping, you just know this album's gonna be raw as can be.
Yes.
And obviously, Nas uses another word than individuals I am not going to use, but...
Nonetheless.
Happy birthday, Illmatic, 30 years today.
Yes, indeed. It is a celebration here at I Tell Stories. We are fans of Nas Ear Jones and the album Illmatic. I thought I would start this episode with the meaning of Illmatic, not necessarily what he meant by it or what even, like, you know, modern. I'm saying, like, the source of the words even, just because I want to get in depth. Like, we're going to get here on I Tell Stories, or at least sort of. So anyway, the word ill comes from the Middle English word ill, which originated from the Old Norse word iller, which is meaning bad or ill, okay? That's the origin of the word, all right? Matic. Matic is a suffix in English words that means automatic. It comes from the Greek word matikos, which means of or relating to a subject of art. For example, mathematics, you know, stuff like that, which I believe Nas fucks with mathematics sometimes, I think, anyway. So, anyway, that's the origin of the word illmatic, I guess, right? Or the two words that make it.
That's, and then did you see that it was dedicated to one of Nas's incarcerated friends, of which he has many, you know, that are mentioned on there. But, quote, I dedicated Illmatic to my man Illmatic Ice doing time for murder right now because he was a strong man, Nas explained. He made his own rules for the game and he ain't taking nothing from nobody. He was kind of like a strong path to follow and look at, even though he got caught up and misled into the wrong situation and now he's caught in the system right now. I still dedicated the album to him.
Hey, real talk. I suppose, right? I mean, doesn't get much realer than that in my eyes.
Nope.
Yeah.
And then apparently, you know, there are several legendary producers that were part of the production of it. DJ Premier, Faith N, Large Professors, LES, Pete Rock, Q-Tip.
Jeez.
Nas stated that Premier was his favorite producer to work with. Which, I mean, that says something, because those are all,
I'm familiar
with most of them, not all of them, to be honest, but obviously, like, Large Professor, Pete Rock, Q-Tip.
Yeah.
But Premier, part of another God Rest Guru.
Yes, God Rest
Guru. Part of Gangstar with DJ Premier.
Yeah, ain't that some shit.
Actually, I think it's 14 years today that Guru passed away.
Today?
I think so.
Weird. Devils and Gunsmoke lynched there.
No, it is in fact 2010, April 19th. Whoa, I didn't really think about that till I just started talking about Premier. And
hey, guys, if you weren't aware, our friend here, Owen the Mick McMichael, is something of a Scottish elephant. He never forgets shit. Like, just knew the date of the death, and there it is. He put it together live. I Tell Stories whenever you listen
live.
Well,
it's incidentally the day we opened Cold Smoke in Billings, but I do remember dearly parted Gabriel, MC Straight Bud. He broke the news to me that Guru had died, and 14 years ago today, got rest.
Damn. Track 3, Life's a Bitch, and Then You Die.
Indeed, which AZ's performance on there is noted as one of the greatest guest spots ever, and I would not argue.
Yep.
Someone not credited on there is Pete Rock did the hook for the world is yours.
Yeah, I didn't know that at all.
I did not either.
Yeah, you know, back then though, people didn't like drop the feature card so often. Like, it wasn't as big of a deal because they were just going to be on the album. You know, like, that's just what it is, I guess. I don't know. Like, for example, I'm trying to think of the "Somebody's Watching Me."
It really hurts, you know, that track. Ears.
Like, for the longest time, you could play it, and it wouldn't even say it was featuring Michael Jackson, and it is. Yeah, that's Michael Jackson.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, but anyway, nonetheless. So,
which, you know, Illmatic didn't have that much commercial success, really, you know, for what a legend it is initially.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that was due to, it was one of the most bootlegged recordings.
Oh.
Of, you know, that was huge back then and into the late 90s. But apparently, yeah, it would have sold a lot more, but people already had it. So,
yeah.
Why buy it if you stole it?
Damn.
Which is fucked up, but.
Right. Well, look at Nas now. I mean,
he's doing all right.
Yeah.
Seems to be doing okay.
Yeah, the sophomore album wasn't a slouch either, bro. You know what I'm saying?
No, certainly not. Although, yeah, Illmatic to me is, it's 1A along with Wu-Tang 36 Chambers, Immortal Techniques, Revolutionary Volume 2, and Jizz the Genius, Liquid Swords. You couldn't make me pick. Like, you just couldn't.
Damn.
So, that's my opinion.
Yeah, in my opinion. Let me drop it at Mac Mall. Yeah. Anyway, that's something else. Yeah, Mac Mall, I'd say Untouchable. One of my favorites like that. You couldn't tell me otherwise right there with this album, to be honest.
Oh, he's
saying.
A legend in his own right, for sure. From the other coast, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Nonetheless. Yeah, very interesting, my friend. I know that was crazy how you came up with the Guru thing right off the top of the head. That was pretty clever, my friend. I thought I would just see what else happened on this day in history sort of deal on April 19th that could maybe be is important to the human race as Illmatic. You know. So anyway, April 19th, 1775, the American Revolutionary War began.
I'll take Illmatic.
Yeah, okay, but just saying that's revolutionary nonetheless, my friend. 1919, Leslie Irvin made the first free fall parachute jump. That's kind of cool. I mean, nice. 1943, Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto staged an armed revolt against Nazi SS troops. Yeah, revolutionary album, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I look at it as, like, Nas, like, formed hip-hop. I mean, like, there are, like, I was looking into shit. You know, there was, like, Harvard studies on this album. People compare, just even like, I guess you'd call it the stanza, the first like, or the last bars in New York State of Mind to Hamlet, like shit like that. There's like people writing papers like that. Anyway, and also this day in history in 1995, Oklahoma City bombing happened.
Shit.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things that happened on this day in history, my friends. Oh, geez. The Boston Marathon bombing was today on this day in history as well.
Jesus.
Holy fuck.
Illmatic's a much happier occasion.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Which, speaking of it, the Library of Congress has it preserved.
Right.
As, I believe there's 8 total hip hop albums.
Oh, my goodness. It better be.
It's recorded in the Library of Congress.
Something
interesting, I didn't have time. One of my favorite tracks. Again, the whole album is just pure gold, but it was actually recorded 2 years before the album's release. I read it said just in support of the soundtrack of the 1992 romantic thriller Zebrahead, of which I'm unfamiliar.
Okay.
So in support of, I don't know if that means it's on the soundtrack or what exactly, but
or it must have been, you know, during the movie or something. Like, I don't know.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Like, you know, maybe it was played in the background. I'm unsure about that, actually, bro. I don't know. But you said it was a 92 movie?
Yep.
Yeah, it looks kind of weird. I don't know.
I didn't even have time to look at it. Another fun fact, One Love was recorded in Fife Dog's basement.
Oh, whoa.
You know who Nas is. You probably know who Fife Dog is, but in case not, a legendary member of Tribe Called Quest.
Damn.
God rest as well.
Yep.
2015, I believe, on that one. We lost.
Damn.
Love it, Fife Dog.
That's insane.
You know how many takes it took to record New York State of Mind?
I do not, my friend. Enlighten me.
One.
What? That one take, Jake? I believe it. Hey, you know what's funny about this Zebrahead movie? Michael Rappaport. All right, that's a Michael Rappaport
movie.
Nice. Yeah. Just saying. Okay, I did that. That was some of my homework already on the live on I Tell Stories, guys. Like I said, live. Hey, speaking of, you know, live right now, if you're just dinking around on your phone, you're not doing much, you could hit pitlocksupply.com and check out our selection of merchandise. It's not a whole lot, but there's some stuff there, and then there's some other links for you to check out, and just a bunch of interesting things. And we do appreciate
Absolutely.
The support. Yeah, I mean, you know, we appreciate the support. So plus, we make good shit, dude. I don't like fuck around and make a shitty shirt. So
not at all. They're awesome. I'm actually wearing not a Pitlock one. Typically, I wear most often a Pitlock. I Tell Stories, different versions, but actually a shirt of His Majesty, the Blue Dog Boogie.
Yeah,
which he's sitting with a goblet with his hand out, and then there's a stack of money next to his paw somehow, and I don't know what he was up to, but we don't ask questions.
No, not around here. Anyway.
No.
Nonetheless, Illmatic. It's a lot of crazy stuff. Oh, also the Siege of Siege of Waco, Texas, ended on April 19th as well.
Oh, dang, a year to the day before Illmatic came out, then.
Mm-hmm.
1993.
Yeah, pretty crazy stuff.
Another interesting that I am unfamiliar with, apparently there are two versions of Represent.
Mm. That's interesting.
I don't know how to find the... I've only heard the album one, but yeah, DJ Premier went back to the drawing board and revamped the original version, so...
Oh.
I'm going to be on the search for that one, because...
Yeah,
that's another...
Out.
Again, they're all gems, but...
Yes. Yes, they are.
That is friend. Particularly.
We discussed this earlier briefly, but your favorite track on the album is...
Either Halftime or Represent. But, you could blindfold me. I could throw a dart at, list certain names of the tracks, and I'd be happy with any one of them more than for real. But if... It's kind of like picking a Wu-Tang. Like, if I had to pick my favorite, it'd be Inspector Deck or GZA, but, like, they're all necessary.
Yes.
And, so.
Fair enough.
Kind of how I feel. But what about yourself?
I have to go with The World Is Yours. I know it was, single off the album, sort of, but I love that track. It's an all-around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's just a good feel song. I like me some... engaging violent music or aggressive stuff all the time too, but I do like tracks like that because it should just be like, you can be high as fuck, it shows, whose world is this, it's yours, bro, yours, everybody out there right now, right? Yeah,
and that's the funny thing is, like, for such dark subject matter, it's really like lively kind of positive melodies to it, and he still conveys a positive message, everybody locked up to stay up, and
no, he definitely does.
Don't fuck with us, but we don't want to hurt you, but we will, but we don't want,
right? No, that sounds about right.
My mom actually tried to listen to it. I was in the CD player I brought to the cabin, and I think she said it was kind of catchy, but she's like, I would have liked it better if I understood. Like, mom's not up on Queensbridge lingo, I guess,
yeah. It does. It takes.
Strangely enough.
No, I mean, well, whatever. Teach their own.
It is from on the second album. It was written. That's where I learned that a Desert Eagle weighs 4 pounds. Thank you, Nas.
Thanks, Nas. Thanks for that knowledge.
So now I know what people are talking about when they say a 4-pounder. It's like, I've heard that before. I never put two and two together. But on I Gave You Power, where he raps as though he is a.
Yeah, it's a
Desert
great
Eagle, which is just a fucking...
Hey, Illmatic. Bro, come on.
Yeah, we can
Illmatic. We could talk Stillmatic, but we're talking Illmatic. Anyway. So, it's yours, bro. The world is yours. I'm glad you were like, hey, bro, it's 30th birthday of Illmatic. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually have a limited edition vinyl from Illmatic. It's pretty cool. So, I Nas has like been a constant in my life. There's been a few rappers where, like, once I picked it up that I never let go of, and Nas is one of them. I actually discovered Nas because my friend TJ, his dad was a radio DJ, And we had gotten this album about a week before it was released because he got a bunch of samples to play and stuff. And he had like a, he worked for a classic rock station, but they still, you know, got all the same samples to pass out to their other partners or whatever. And he gave us that one, and that's how we first listened to that album. So I was like, I was 11, maybe 10, 10 or 11. Yeah. And then shortly thereafter, I mean, shoot, there was so much good stuff going on that year, I guess. I don't know. Oh, for me, anyway, as far as music, I liked it. And then also, so Nas is my constant. Onyx was my constant from back then. Wu-Tang. And a lot of East Coast. Lynch. Lynch was something I latched onto real quick. And probably Mac Mall. Yeah. All around the same time.
Yeah, my first hip-hop cassette, because we're that old. I think I was like 9 or something. And I had Young MC, which isn't god awful, but I quickly graduated to NWA's Straight Outta Compton, which is on another level and another.
What's that fucking Young MC track, man? I got it on the I Tell Stories playlist. Did you know there's a Young MC track on?
I was unaware, but I'm guessing it's Busta Move.
No, God no.
No,
no, it's not Busta Move. Now I don't even remember what the fucking song's called. Drop it.
That's like the only one I remember, really.
Yeah. Yeah, I was looking up Young MC, and I guess there's a guy out there named Young McNugget that comes up, just so everybody's aware. Yeah, that's pretty amazing. No, Nonstop is the track that I like of his.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one. Right. I just had to look that up on my phone, just so you guys know. Sorry about that. Sorry about the interruption, Nazir. This is all about Illmatic.
What a great like name for an album, though, too, Illmatic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just... Which, you know, maybe I should have had a child, because Illmatic could be a lovely name for a girl or a boy.
Yeah.
Illmatic Wallace McMichael.
Hey.
I think that has a nice ring to it.
Yeah. Yep. You'd put a lot of pressure on that kid.
Yes, hey, you know, we don't strive for mediocrity around these parts.
No. That's not the goal.
Not the program.
Oh, not with that said program. You know, only we could turn this into a 20-minute conversation about Illmatic and about, like, an hour of prep. I mean, we do know a lot about it anyway, so. Sean, the most important line for me, the one that stands out. By the way, hold up. Ruth, okay? Remember Ruth?
Ruth.
Yeah, from the fucking show with Marty.
Oh,
Marty
Bird. Ozark, of course. Ozark. She's always cracking some classics.
Okay, she bumps New York State of Mind from the Ozarks to Chicago to go shoot somebody, doesn't she?
That's like, I don't remember that. I do remember it being on there, but I don't remember the circumstances.
Yeah, she like plays
also
the
Eric
album.
B. and Rakim paid in full on there. There's some gems. Ruth, yeah, great character.
All right, just had to mention that because there's a whole thing where like the album plays like from she plays it front to back until she reaches her destination, basically, kind of deal. And that's a pretty big nod, I thought. Nonetheless, sleep is the cousin of death is the line that everybody's always talking about, clamoring about. People write papers on this fucking bar. That's serious. Comparing it to Hamlet, like I've said, I think. I hope I touched on it. But yeah, they compared that shit to Hamlet. So,
which Thomas Sackville, the Earl of Dorset,
ooh,
is credited with first saying that. By him lay heavy sleep, the cousin of death.
Mm.
So Nas is up on some 16th century earls.
Some earldom. No, Nas. No, I think Nas is better than that shit. Was there a funky rhythm behind that one, Earl? Nah, I bet not. Jungle wasn't on the track, all right? damn, that's cool, though. But when you do read that, man, people are looking all over, like, who came up with that shit? People who don't know rap or hip-hop, you know? And it is a thing, and people have written papers on that piece there. You know, it's pretty crazy. I mean, I know he's not the only rapper that's had shit like that kind of happen, but... I don't know. It's in, like, the Harvard thing, like you said, the Harvard Institute of Hip-Hop or whatever. That's pretty fucking nuts. I don't know.
Yeah, oh, it's real deal.
Right. I mean, I don't have any hopes of ever achieving that level of success with music. So I'm going to give a nod to Nas and call him an official rap god. There we are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, nonetheless.
Rap governor of the universe, maybe.
Rap god of the universe? Rap governor. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh,
that's
man.
That's high praise.
Damn. Yeah. He can have whatever fucking title he wants. Him and Slick Rick, I feel. They're the storytellers. So.
Two of the finest.
Is my opinion. Yeah. I know it. Yeah, he's on that artist storytelling album of Slick Rick's, actually. So that's,
oh damn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a fucking good album. That's like probably one of my favorite albums of all time. There's some great tracks on there, and that's what people really praise him for when they write about him and stuff, is his ability to tell the story as well as, you know, just deliver. I guess there's some beautiful simplicity in some Nas words, my friends. It's not always all fucking crazy, you know.
Well, in the first, he really appeared. There was like Live at the Barbecue. Before that, I think it was just a kind of bootleg like video, you know, VHS tape. But yeah. MC Search put him on Back to the Grill, which is nice. 91. So I think he was 19.
Mm. And he's 20 when Illmatic dropped. Like, when it came out, he was 20. He even says something about being 20, actually, I think. Now I think about it, in the album. But, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, he was younger than that then. 91, obviously.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying, dog.
17? Yep. I thought he was 19, but I guess, yeah, he was 17. And
yeah.
Fucking just killed it on there. That's a dope track people forget about.
Man. Fucking Nas. Hey, Nas, bro. This is how I tell stories. This cult, just trying to, you know, just reach out, bro, you know. If you want to do something, you know, do a track, let's go. Oh, man. What a bucket list item that would be.
Damn.
I think I'd faint. Oh. Fucking call Pitt. Be like, bro, let's go. Yeah. Nonetheless. Well, hey, Nod to you, Nas. Illmatic, 30 years. And, that shit ain't going nowhere. This is one of those albums that when we're all been dead and gone, it'll be getting looked at, I'm sure. Unless, I don't know. Who knows, I guess, depending on the climate of things, because I have a lot of faith in my kids, okay? And my kids are, you know, teenage to, like, young adult, and they have good taste in music for the most part. You know, I'd say, like, I would listen to about 80% of the shit they do. But I don't know how much faith I have in anybody else's kids from what I hear or what I see. So I don't know where music's going, guys. But I encourage any of you young folks out there to check out some Nas.
Absolutely, yeah. Colt's daughter, Damar, and I listened to Illmatic on the way out to my property some 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, we didn't really... It's kind of like not rediscovered, but we didn't really play Nas a bunch around the shanty when she was a kid, but...
Mm-mm. Not much.
So that was the first she remembered hearing it, and I remember really liking it. Just being like,
yeah.
It may not be the best thing to be bumping, like, Life's a Bitch, and then he died, but I believe she was 12 at the time, but still.
Oh, but she got it, yeah.
No, she got it, yeah.
It's okay.
And again, it's kind of like a happy song, even though it's...
Mm-hmm. Well, you shouldn't censor stuff like that, I don't think. I mean, like, I think that if you're around kids and you're listening to music, maybe don't play, like, don't play sexual stuff. That'd be fucking weird, you know, like, but... Other than that, you know, like, you shouldn't censor kids from stuff like that. Let them just hear music. That's what they're going to listen to eventually anyway. And everybody pretends like their fucking kid doesn't cuss when they're, like, in kindergarten already, pretty much. I don't know. Like, a lot of young
guys.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't even know. But kids start cussing pretty young, guys. It's not.
No, that reminds me of my mom telling me. I don't remember it. I was so young, but I think I was, like, preschool. And I had a friend over, and we were waiting for his parents to come get us, and we're singing along. My mom's reading the newspaper, not really paying attention, kind of like humming because it's, you know, we're singing. And then she realizes what we're saying is, he's a fucking asshole. He's a fucking asshole. And then she got like, where did you guys hear this? We're like, school. Okay.
Oh,
well.
No.
So, yeah, and this is, you know, the early 80s. So I can't imagine it's gotten better.
No, probably not.
With the interwebs. Sorry to go on a personal thing.
No,
there,
it's okay.
Yeah,
we like
these. I can relate.
Yeah, we like these Owen gems. Here at I Tell Stories. It's all about telling stories, people. Remember that shit. Hey, this is history. All right, guys? We talk about a lot of shit. And 30 years ago today. Hopefully this goes up tonight. I'm going to put that out there. If this isn't out on April 19th, I'm going to reiterate the fact that the date of the album when it dropped is April 19th. So that's the goal.
1994.
But, yes, thank you very much. All right, guys. Well, anyway, have a good day or evening. I hope you enjoy. Maybe learn a little bit of something and listen to some Nas, even if it isn't Illmatic. He's dropping shit constantly, and it's still good, guys. Just saying.
Hell yeah.
All right. And then if you want to, you know, you can bump some Cold Rain, Apocalypse Fit, you know, Doomsday Production, something like that. Go ahead and do that stuff. All right. Anyway, guys.
For sure.
Yeah.
Much love, everybody.
All right.